Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 231.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscription management solution helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. That's a billion with a B. And as the fastest growing area in commerce, subscription holds tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Now, Recharge powers the growth of thousands of subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omni-channel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationships with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with a subscription payment solution trusted by over 45 million subscribers worldwide. You can check them out at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is David Perry, who's the CEO of a company called Caro. That's C-A-R-R-O, and I believe their URL is getcaro.com. Now, they really are an amazing platform that introduces brands to the social media influencers that love those brands. And over 7 million introductions later, Caro is now helps many Shopify brands to build incredible partnerships with other brands they love. And we're going to talk about the two parts of this platform. It's really, really interesting. Over 30,000 Shopify businesses now currently have Caro installed. It's actually a sales channel inside Shopify, not just an app. That makes it very unique and special. And they truly are living up to their mission of really wanting to help direct-to-consumer brands to sell more together. So we're going to talk about how these platforms work. So hi, David. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So I love Caro. This is your second time on the show. And one of the things I love about Caro, I'm going to just right off the top, is the fact that at this time of recording, you have a really amazing feature that allows brands to understand the social footprint of their existing customers and then give them a workflow. I'm coming up hot here on this because this is really exciting for me because it gives the brand the workflow to say, hey, I didn't even know the social footprint and the impact that my customers have socially. And is there an opportunity out there to work with them? And it's thanks to Caro, and obviously just 30,000 customers are using this, merchants. Many of my brands are using Caro right now, and they love it because I've mentioned to them how amazing it is to truly understand how you could work with influencers instead of just getting into a marketplace and trying to find someone who might like your product versus someone who actually owns the product. So this is your time to tell me a little more about Caro. I love the influencer side, but maybe let's talk at a high level about overall. There's two parts of the platform. And like, what sort of problems are you solving for a lot of these Shopify brands that are now connected to Caro?
Well, what happened was I got to spend time with social media influencers, and I found that the influencers, when you talk to a bunch of them and you start really, you know, when they feel comfortable to tell you really what's going on in their world, their biggest frustration is they just want to work with brands that they love. Sounds really simple, right? Just please, please let me work with brands that I love. Instead, they're constantly being harassed on Instagram, for example, with, you know, belt companies and candle companies for things that they would never wear or buy. And it's frustrating to them. And so I've had this conversation over and over and over with them. There was one, a friend of my daughter's, she was 12. She was making like $30,000 a month. And makeup companies kept sending her makeup. And she's like, but I don't wear makeup. And so she had this white backpack, and the white backpack, some other girls at the table said, oh, I love your backpack. And she said, oh, I love this backpack. I take it everywhere with me. It's my absolute favorite. And I'm thinking to myself, I'd rather be the backpack company than the makeup companies that are just wasting their time harassing her. And so I was just processing this. And then I watched this YouTuber, his name was Casey Neistat. He was a very famous, he still is, but he was a very famous YouTuber. And someone at Emirates Airlines, when he was traveling, pointed to him and she said, you know, this is Casey Neistat. And they upgraded him to first class. And he then made a video about what it's like to fly first class on Emirates Airlines. And I didn't know, but you actually take a shower. And that was crazy. But it got like, I don't know what the number is now, 100 million views for the different things he's done with Emirates. Some crazy amount of views. It all came down to the fact that somebody pointed to him and said, that's Casey Neistat. If no one ever points to him and say, that's an important person, then they would just get on the plane and that unbelievable opportunity just slipped by. And so this is what we're finding, is that brands today tend to hire an agency or somebody to go and start asking random people on Instagram, for example, will you promote our stuff? That's not the best way to go about this. So the thought was, can we help you work out who seems to like your brand or who's been buying your products? And that was something we spent some time solving. And the way we did it is we sort of started this virtuous loop where the brands will actually give away their products, and then the influencer ends up connecting to our platform so that they can actually go through that process of receiving the free product. But our goal was to make it effortless for everybody. So today, brands tend to, you know, they have influencers they're talking to and they're trying to keep Google spreadsheets, and they hire more and more influencer people to try to manage all of these conversations. And what's actually occurring is the influencer is kind of shopping through some human being at the brand's office. And then that person is putting, you know, sunglasses in a box and labeling it and trying to get it out because this influencer is about to go to Coachella tomorrow and it's an emergency. We're like, there has to be a better way to do this. And with Shopify, I mean, at the end of the day, you have a store. So why don't we just make it so that the influencer can just come to the store and choose whatever they like? So effectively, just do your own shopping, which honestly, they're very happy to do. And they're going to discover products they like, in which case they can then just request them. And we get rid of the whole problem of needing contracts, et cetera, because we have all that built in. We have them tell you what they're going to do with the product, and we verify they are who they say they are. But the net result is for the brand is they just click approve or deny. If they like this influencer, they invited them in and they are happy with what they requested, then once they click approve, we actually generate the order and place it in the Shopify queue. So we literally got this down to one-click approvals, and the product then goes to the influencer. And ultimately, Facebook ended up, I know it's called Meta now, by the way, I think I still like Facebook better, but Facebook ended up writing an article on this because they wrote a success story on Caro because we were focused on authenticity. I was speaking at a conference and this lady came up to me and she goes, you're ruining my job. And I go, what's your job? And she says, my job's to look at Instagram and choose influencers for brands. And like, yeah, data's going to do a much better job, honestly, than you randomly choosing people. And so the response from the influencer is generally, oh my God, I love your brand. I've been buying your products for years. This is so exciting. I'd love to work with you. That's a game changer. Now, I just had a call with a brand this morning that has 88,000 influencers in their data. I mean, seriously, how long is that going to last you, right? It's insane. And so in total, we've now pointed out 7.6 million influencers to brands that they didn't know about. And so ultimately, that's why that piece. So Caro basically started by us thinking, how can we help brands gain more attention? And the reason we did that is because attention is arguably the most valuable thing to brands, because you'll never ever meet a brand that says, please, no more attention. They can never get enough. They're paying Google and Facebook. If you could somehow sit back and look at all of Shopify's brands, to some extent, they're buying the same clicks. You know, they're buying in the same category, and they're all buying the same clicks over and over and over to try to get sales. So our thought was, why is there any way that these people could work together? All these different brands have a certain amount of traffic that they control. What if they all just join together? And so today, the concept of Shopify is, you know, they're going to make it very easy for you to do business. But ultimately, it's you doing your business. You go do your business. And that means that there's no one necessarily helping as far as sending you traffic. And so that was our thought. Is there some way we could help all of these different people who are, in a way, we're building a new website right now, and the tagline is stop selling alone. And we really don't want anyone to feel like the only way to get traffic is to go buy it. That's not necessary. There's influencers out there that love your products, that buy your products, would love to work with you. And secondly, our thought was, if you could get these brands to actually collaborate, which, by the way, isn't easy. So it's not, they didn't get up this morning and going, I'd love to collaborate with other brands. You know, like, let's stop everything so we can do collaborations. It's not top of mind. But when you think about it for just a few seconds, then you start to go, hold on, well, that kind of makes sense. Our current installed brands have 350 million visitors a month. That's 350 million every month hitting that collection of brands. If we double the amount of brands, we'll double that number. So in reality, that traffic is there. So the question is, how do you get your products pushed into that traffic that other brands are getting? And the answer is partnerships. And it's hard. Like, this is hard because it's the conversations I have are kind of frustrating, that we'll get someone to sell spaghetti and they'll be like, I'm in the spaghetti business. And yes, you're in the spaghetti business, but just look at your website. You have these beautiful recipes on beautiful tables with beautiful cutlery and plates, and the recipes have more ingredients than just spaghetti, but you refuse to sell any of that stuff. And so what do you think people are doing? Is they're actually then moving over to another tab or to Amazon and buying everything else, right? And so this became sort of part two of Caro. So part one was, can we help you with attention? And you can see how our mind was still, can we help you with attention if we were to get your products into other people's traffic? But what we've realized is this, we have to help with the second thing, which is sales. At the end of the day, attention is wonderful, but sales are even better. So we're like, what can we do to get you more sales? And so obviously we can't fundamentally just redesign your business. That's not going to work. So the question is what's missing? The example we like to use, because it's pretty easy to grasp, is just if the store is missing something, like they sell bicycles, but they don't sell helmets. People who buy bicycles are going to go buy a helmet somewhere else then. You're sending them off to Amazon, or you're sending them off to a competitor. We have loads of helmets. Why don't we put helmets into your store? So this is where it kind of got really interesting for us, because once we started to wire it up, like, here's a helmet company that's really great, and you're a really cool bicycle company. We're going to wire you two together. At the time, people were like, oh, that's going to get really hard. That's not going to be easy to get these relationships to work together. But we did end up, you know, getting the code to work, so it's seamless. But what actually occurred was, instead of us taking one helmet and putting that into your website, and now you can sell helmets, what actually happens is you're connecting the supplier's inventory into the retailer or the brand store that's actually selling the helmets. Suddenly their inventory is connected. So you're getting the supplier's inventory becomes the retailer's inventory. You suddenly have all the colors and all the sizes of the helmet. And we found this really interesting, because today, if you buy, imagine you're paying to build the helmets, you're always saying to yourself, what sizes should I do and what colors? And you're always restricting yourself. If you're actually buying from wholesale, you're always restricting how many of something you'll buy, because you don't want to be left with a warehouse sale trying to get rid of it on the end. So wholesale today is a little kind of broken, because it's complicated. You have to freight the products into your warehouse and insure them and all the rest of it. But in reality, you've just wasted margin. So by taking their products and moving them somewhere else, you wasted margin during that process. And then you better sell them, or you're going to have to sell them at discount, or you're going to have restocking fees if you try to return them. So this started to get us into this world of, what is that? I mean, is that virtual wholesale? It's not. And so what we really realized was that if you're partnering with really good brands, then that brand can do the shipping for you. So the helmet company is perfectly capable of putting the helmet into the mail and delivering it. So then we go, oh, so you're a drop shipping company. Is that what this is? And then we're like, well, no, because drop shipping's already got a stigma. I mean, we had people testing Caro at the start, and you know, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, this is drop shipping. And it's like, no, because, and they immediately, by the way, when they say drop shipping, they're like, oh, I don't like drop shipping because, you know, everything's going to come from China. And so this is why this is so interesting, because what we're actually doing is connecting cool Shopify brands to cool Shopify brands. These are not, you know, drop shipping brands from China. And it's like a dating app where everybody is opting in. You're not working with brands that you don't want to work with. You're actually working with brands you do want to work with. You know, we suffer from all the same problems as a dating site, because you know the way on a dating site, you get some people that are super popular and they actually get annoyed because they're too popular. They're getting too many requests. Like that brand this morning I spoke to, they installed and they haven't really started to lean into the platform. They installed it and they are swamped with requests to work with them. And the way we ended up having to solve this was we created a verification system where you actually, like the blue check mark that you get in Instagram. We have the same concept in Caro where, you know, really large brands, we try to sort of reduce the amount of noise because there's so many people who want to work with them. But the net result is, you know, we come to work every day inventing because we're at the very tip of the spear. And this spear is very interesting. I think the idea of brands collaborating, we ended up, our actual tagline is sell more together. And my dream is that the brands will literally start to help each other. So today they're collaborating as a business deal and they're making money that way. We have brands making hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional sales from Caro. But in reality, what we'd really like to see is them then take that final step of people who are experts to sort of help the others. Like, how do you reduce shipping costs, or how do you get better product photography? All of those subjects that really can help a business. I would love to not have Caro have to make all that content, right? Examples of that are, you saw the service Clubhouse come out, and Clubhouse was this huge viral success with everyone helping each other. It got a little salesy to where it is today, but the initial concept of people helping people is, it shows that people are willing to do that. It's something I was on the board of the, I'm originally from the video game industry, and I was on the board of the Game Developers Conference, which is the biggest game developer conference. I was on there for 10 years. And during that time, it just blew me away, the sharing that would go on. Like, it wasn't, we're all in this together. Like, this is not, I know we're all in our silos too. We're trying to run our own game companies, but at the end of the day, we're all in this together, and can we help each other do better? And so that's my ultimate dream for the platform, is that we can get that kind of sharing going on.
Kind of reminds me of the open source community, because that's, it really is, that's the crux of even WordPress and like all these companies that just like making SaaS product, anything with technology. Everybody wants to get involved. Code is publicly available and anybody can modify it, and anybody can work towards versioning it and can offer enhancements to it. And I love that helping part. You know, some of the Shopify React framework and different things, these are all public, you know, repositories of information that are shared. And you know, some people take more leadership roles in the development of it, but that's what I'm really impressed about Caro, because the kind of conversations that I have with brands, like literally every month, I have a book of business that I manage inside Shopify, plus side of Shopify. And, you know, part of their questions to me more as of late, and I'm sure you're feeling the same thing, and this is the benefits of Caro, is the fact that, you know, there's some supply chain problems right now that are happening. Obviously the cost of containers have just gone up to like $1,000 a piece. Like it's ridiculous that, and then the lead times, not to mention, you know, warehousing costs, you know, just ROAS in general. Just think of like the cookieless world right now, the cookieless future, and iOS 14.5 upgrades and all these different things that have happened. It really is affecting. And I have brands come to me and say, Steve, well, how do we truly, on a granular level, how do we actually monitor and track return on ad spend right now? I said, well, we're going to have to do a blended ROAS right now, because that's the only way to really, this much money in equals this much money out. And it just kind of is what it is. Unfortunately, that's where we're at today. Then I bring up the Carl situation and say, listen, you know, I think there's an opportunity for you to expand your product mix. There are ways of building relationships with other non-competing people in your vertical. So, I mean, and we have one case study about Super 73, the e-bike company. I'd love to unpack that one a bit because I think it's so interesting to me that here they are. And I tell this to my brands, you're experts at what you do and you have amazing product market fit. However, is there an opportunity to get involved with, you know, like, for example, I have a coffee replacement company. Is there an opportunity for them to sell other coffee gear or frothers and other different things? The answer is yes. Do they want to import all of that and get involved? No. I have a water bottle company too. Like, why don't they get involved with some kind of flavored water mixes that are premium, that are market leading products out there that add some kind of flavoring and neutral, like whatever the health benefits are. You have a water bottle. They have the stuff that goes in the water. There's so many great cases, and I keep bringing these up to merchants. I'm like, that's a great idea. I said, yeah, well, this is the platform that does that. It makes the introductions, and then you can work together. So let's unpack the super73.com. I'd love to understand more about how that all happened and just the relationship of the success of that campaign.
Yeah, it's actually a really good one. Super 73, you know, with the number 73.com, is a Shopify store. And what happened is I went and met with the CEO, John Kim, and it was kind of fascinating getting a tour and seeing how they were thinking. I mean, at the end of the day, the bicycle industry is pretty packed, right? And even electric bikes, it's quite a tough business. But what he really learned was the value of working with influencers and customization. And those two things just became so evident. You know, Will Smith is riding a Super 73 and all the celebrities are. And then what happens is once all the influencers are riding them, then he starts getting entire sports teams. So, and that means you can customize it. So if, let's say they wanted to make a New York Yankees edition for all of the team members, they could easily do that. And so this idea of really embracing customization and influencers. And honestly, it's a cool brand and a cool product. It was perfect for us. And you can imagine people want to work with them. I mean, it's endless. And so what we did is we started off with partnerships around just some simple products that they didn't have. They wanted certain cases and things for phones and helmets and those kind of things. As far as the brand goes, then you start going, well, what about lights and what about titanium bike locks and whatever else? We have an endless supply of these things. And so what we realized is initially we thought we were in the business of getting a product for you. Like, can I get you a helmet? Whereas what we've realized, we're in the category business. What about having a selection of helmets? Or what about having a selection of, I don't know, socks and gloves and shorts and all these other things that are actually part of the lifestyle of the brand? And the way I look at it now is I tend to look at what photographs people put on their websites. So if you're a bicycle brand, let's say there's another one, State Bicycle. If you're a bicycle brand, what's in your pictures? You know, what are the people wearing? There's this really interesting thing that's changed is influencers are starting to realize they need to become brands. And that means, because today they don't actually get to keep their customers. They send all their clicks to Amazon and they have no idea who bought, right? But in reality, if you know who bought, if you're an influencer listening to this, please open your Shopify account and start collecting your customers, and Kara will help you with that. That customer database is invaluable when you're doing brand deals. The fact that you already have 100,000 people who bought e-bikes because of you and they're your customers, please stop sending affiliate clicks off. And the second thing that we do is Amazon will pay 3-5%. With Caro, you become the retailer. The influencer actually is the retailer in that relationship. And so what happens is they get the full retailer cut. I just want to be crystal clear on that. Today, they get an affiliate fee, you know, some small percentage. You can be the retailer because you are the retailer. You actually went and found the customer and you got them to buy. So it can be life-changing for an influencer. It's usually around 10 times what they used to earn, you know, depending on the product category, of course. But in reality, it's much more than they're getting today and owning the customers. And all it requires is Shopify to collect that information for you and also with Caro to actually form the partnerships with the different brands. So say you wanted to sell Super 73 bikes, then that would be the way to do it. So this idea of helping these people partner as categories, you can imagine it starts to change your thinking a bit. I mean, we've had brands come to us and, you know, their vision of who they are is bigger than what they're selling on their website. You know, you'll see there's a brand, Chubbies, which is a really, really great brand. And Chubbies were like, our brand is the weekend. And looking at their website, you know, you're like, there's other things that you can include if you want to be the weekend. And we're here to help. Like, that's what we do. And so they can add those things. Now, what that means, and just to go back to your original point, was that means that you're going to increase the amount of sales per customer that comes in. So your average order value goes up and the lifetime value of the customer goes up. But the average order value is, I keep getting asked, like, why do you guys focus on average order value? It's because ultimately, you know, there's a cost to bringing people in. And if you can increase your average order value, you can unlock your marketing team even more. So like, it's the fuel for your marketing that brings even more attention. Now, what's better than that is partnering. So again, if 1,000 Helmets puts their helmets into Super 73, they just got a deal with Bird with us. So, you know, Bird Scooters, they just started stocking 1,000 Helmets. And so, you know, they can start doing all these partnerships through Caro, but that traffic is free, all of it. They're not paying a cent for any of that traffic. And that's because of partnerships. And so that's why you can imagine, that's why our mission is to try to help people start to think this way, because the partnerships are so incredibly valuable. And what we find is the brands tend to already know who they like. So we've had brands come in and have 10 more Caro installs simply because they already know who they want to partner with. And those other brands install so they can link together. So we don't necessarily have to do much heavy lifting at all. Another good example is a brand called BlendJet, who does this portable blender, which is a really neat idea, because when you blend something, it tends to settle. If you blend just before you drink, you're always drinking it at, you know, at the perfect blend.
I own one. I love it.
Oh, you do? Yeah. It just makes sense logically. Like, just give it a zap just before you drink and you're going to enjoy your drink more. But they didn't have a way to sell what goes in the blender because they didn't have refrigerated warehousing. And so the conversation goes along the lines of, we'd love to make money from what goes in the blender, you know? And so then we say, well, why don't you build a marketplace and put, you know, partner with lots of different companies. They all want to work with BlendJet because BlendJet's really cool. And so as a result, they get a huge AOV lift because not only are they selling the blenders, you know what? They're not just selling what goes in the blender now. They're actually selling subscriptions to what goes in the blender now, which is genius. That's made them even more successful. It's fun to watch that, you know, how people do it. I'll give you another example is, if you can build any category in your site from partners, then why not build a whole mini store inside your store? And that would be the equivalent of a pop-up store. So it's going to be Halloween, or it's going to be the 4th of July or Valentine's Day or Black Friday. Would you like to have a pop-up store? And in the pop-up store, you can then include those other items. And going back to your other point, which is the supply chain problem. I live down by the ocean, by the way, near Laguna Beach, and I see the ships. All they did was spread the ships out. Yeah. They spread them out so they would say there's no supply chain problem. I'm staring at ships 24/7 now, right? It's like the ships never go away. They're just there permanently. And so this idea of being able to sort of set up a pop-up store for a special event, like National Yoga Day is now a thing. If you actually look through the calendars, there's a day for everything now. Let's say yoga is your thing. We have Manduka as one of our brands. What about National Yoga Day? Would you like to do a pop-up store? This will cost you nothing. This is literally just merchandising on your store, just saying it's National Yoga Day, and then place products that you would like to sell from cool brands in there. And then when that day's over, you can take it down, or when that week's over, whatever it is. This is virtual inventory and virtual warehousing in one pod. And it's just so freeing. And if you do that, it makes your site feel more alive because it's not just the same thing every day. And the other thing it allows you to do is to sort of work out, why don't you just try a product? I'm not sure if they'd want to buy brushes with my makeup, but I think they might. So let's try some brushes with my makeup, or, you know, nail polish remover for my nail polish. Try it. Try different companies, try different brands. Work out what your audience likes and keep an eye on your AOV as you do it. And that's just a healthy way to work with other brands.
I want to talk a bit about the actual technology and how it works. I think it's important for those listening today to understand about ownership of the customer. So if you align yourself with a brand, so let's say you're in the shoe market, I'm just going to be more of a generic here, but you're in the shoe business, but you see benefits in maybe selling another Shopify brand's socks. And you feel that you don't want to be involved in the sock business, but you want to test the market out of maybe that's a good value add accessory item, I believe, for a shoe store, which a lot of shoe stores probably don't do, which they should. And so Carol can facilitate that. So walk us through what happens. We make this arrangement between the two parties. They both agree to have the Carol app installed. And then my shoe company then goes, because the two stores are synced, I get to select the SKUs that I want, bring them over onto my store. So now I'm merchandising my site with fulfilling parties' inventory and images and descriptions and things. Then when someone actually, and then your store is published, when someone actually makes a purchase, so they buy the shoes and they buy the socks together, what happens to the order? Where does it go? And then the confidence factor that, well, it's very clear that I'm going to fulfill my end of the bargain by shipping the shoes out. Is there a dialogue that needs to send out and saying, hey, and I know most people think that maybe if I order multiple SKUs, they might be coming in multiple packages. So maybe there's not any communication required, but I just, what's the next step now? Like, how does the sock company that's on Shopify, how do they know they have an order? Does it show up as if it's their own? Is it tagged? And then how is the financial arrangement between the two parties facilitated? Because, hey, they came to buy shoes. They also added a pair of socks to the mix thanks to this other partner over here. I'm assuming it's in the other partner's admin to be fulfilled on behalf of the original. That all happens. Where do the tracking numbers go? Now I have two tracking numbers. So just maybe walk me through a little bit of the tech stack and kind of like, and the steps of kind of what happens.
Well, you can imagine with all of these different relationships, we've seen every possible question and combination come up, you know, between relationships. In a way, that's what our platform is all that intellectual property of how to handle the complexity of so many different relationships. What we wanted to do is to try to make it really simple. And so when two brands agree to work together, it is the most simple equation ever, which is what is the supplier making? What is the retailer making? And we take 5%. So just so you know what how we make money is we take 5%. And this is 5% for making this possible, you know, a whole new revenue stream effectively. What happens is that someone buys the product and they pay just like normal. So it was very important to us not to change anything for the experience of a customer. So the Shopify checkout is just like every other Shopify checkout. And once that's over, now the retailer has taken the full amount for the shoes and the socks. And what we have to do is to get that money over to the supplier, the one that's going to send the socks. And again, we take our 5%. So the supplier gets paid at the exact same time as we do. And the supplier on receipt of that will actually mail out the product to the user. I personally am very excited about Shopify's investment into distribution because I think someday we're going to be a bit of a poster child for that because what's going to happen is you might buy a helmet and gloves. And technically the helmet and gloves come from two different companies, but they can be placed in the same box if they come from the same distribution center. And so this idea that Shopify is investing into distribution is just wonderful. And so these kind of things will just make this even cooler. Now, in reality, people have no problem getting multiple boxes in the mail. And so the question that you had is super valid, however, which is this idea of, but what if they don't ship or they take forever? Like, imagine they just take forever. That would totally be awful. So behind the scenes, we have a brand score for each brand in our network, and we're paying attention. And it's actually a very interesting thing. You see this in like supermarkets and things like that. If you're the guy supplying the apples to in England to Marks and Spencer's, it's an almost unbelievable contract ever. But if you screw up and you start giving them really bad apples, you just lost all of Marks and Spencer's in the United Kingdom, and your sales probably dropped by 95%. So in reality, that's what Caro is. Caro, if you were asked to leave our network, you're going to lose access currently to 30,000 brands. And I hope at some point, you know, a million brands. And so if you leave, that is a really, 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 really major loss because not only will you be asked to leave and you'll never, ever have contact with those brands through this technology again, but you will also have all your current partnerships removed. So all your store is going to suddenly have, you know, those relationships canceled. Do you want to be a good actor inside this new ecosystem that I think is going to be critical to the future of e-commerce? Or do you mess around and give bad service? I think that would be a horrific mistake and a huge misunderstanding of the value of partnerships going forward. I really do believe in this idea that as more and more brands, the way networks work, as you know, is the more people use it, the more valuable it becomes to the people. And what's kind of interesting is building networks is very hard because it's hard to get that critical mass to start, which we thankfully have managed to achieve. But getting started is key. And if you think about those big networks that are out there, which is kind of funny, like OpenTable is one where you can book tables at restaurants. That's a good example. Uber is another one with the drivers and the customers. But OpenTable is kind of interesting because what happens is on a lot of networks, one side of the network doesn't actually want more of their side. So if you're a restaurant in OpenTable, what advantage is it to you to have more restaurants, you know, for you to invite more choice for the customer? It's not really the best thing. And so that's actually a problem. In our situation, the brands actually do want more brands because it actually gives them more partnerships and more traffic potential. It's an interestingly healthy network because everyone's helping each other versus one where there's any kind of adversarial aspect to it.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And that's the thing that I always wondered about. And I understand that once an order is created, there is in there both parties, but especially the, you know, the other party for adding on the SKUs, the sock company, for example, it's in their best interest long-term to continue cultivating and building that relationship up. You know, they singled you out, they want to sell your socks. And so deliver them quickly with a smile. And then, you know, at the end of the day, I'd argue that you probably should co-own that customer to a certain degree now, because it's, you know, it's arrived in the other person in the sock company's admin. Is there other opportunities down the road? You know, could the sock company start selling shoes or, you know, a drop or a campaign? Yes, of course there's that opportunity.
Yes, yes. And you're so dead on. Yes, they should. And also, I love the idea that they collaborate on social media together. And so, and ultimately, you know, at some point, again, going back to the influencers having their own stores, which I think is a huge opportunity for Shopify, by the way. I'm estimating there's 60 million of them in the world, 60 million influencers that need stores. And currently, and that would be a big growth for Shopify if they could make that happen. And secondly, most of those influencers, as I said, don't know who they influence. So this idea that you could change their life, but also grow Shopify even more, I think the net result would be even more awareness. And you can see, I keep getting into that loop of, well, it's about awareness and traffic and people seeing your product.
Attention,
that's the most
yeah.
valuable thing. And then you're like, no, it's actually sales. And then you go, yeah, it is sales, but you know where the sales come from is attention. Yeah, but I need more sales. And this is the loop. And so that's why we have to focus on those two key components. It's like this virtuous loop. And I think it's funny because I come from the video game industry. So who the heck am I to be involved at all in e-commerce, right? What am I even doing here? You know, you should be just making games somewhere. But in reality, I think this industry is fascinating. And the people that you get to meet are so cool. Like the brands, when you actually get to walk around Super 73 or one of these brands, they're just such cool people. And ultimately, we can help. Like, we can help them. We're bringing technology in that they're never going to build. They're not going to hire a whole bunch of engineers. We're not doing machine learning. So just a couple of other things we're building right now is bundles. So bundles allow you to have an entire outfit by an influencer with one click, or by a brand, like buy that whole recipe with a single click. Or you could put a brand on it. You could have Mariah Carey's all-day skincare regime and sell that as a single SKU. That's something else we've now built that quietly launched. So that is available if you contact our support. And then second, we thought that would be good. But another thing is upsell. And upsell is really interesting because we all have seen recommendation systems forever. But we come along to it and we're like, we don't want to. Like, if you're selling an electric toothbrush, should we be trying to upsell something from your store, meaning an electric shaver? Like, really? You really want me to put an electric shaver with your electric toothbrush? That's not going to convert. Because we have the data and understanding for what will convert and what's also hot, in which case we're calling it network-based recommendations. So it's not recommending your products and recycling your products. It's recommending what's going to convert. And that's a very different way of thinking. But we have the data. So the answer is, with an electric toothbrush, put Kendall Jenner's toothpaste. Kendall Jenner's toothpaste from Moon Oral Care, which is on Shopify, will convert way higher than any product from their store. And so what we're really saying to the brands is, just work with us and let us try this. Let us prove this to you, that this is the way you should be thinking. And the more that that data, I mean, that's all machine learning, as you can imagine. As that machine learning just gets better and smarter and better and smarter, I can see what it's going to happen is, in the future, you'll be like, I want to add this snowboard. And we're going to be, wait. Are you sure you want that one? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, because you're going to sell, I don't know, 2.3 times as many if you add this snowboard. So why not add it as well and see what happens? And that's what's fun about this, right? Because you're able to add things at no cost. So why don't you give it a try and then just see what it does? But we think that that's going to be critical. So what we're effectively doing is building all of these different pieces of the puzzle. And the theme to all of it is getting brands to work together. That's the key core piece of it. And so when you do that, everything changes. Like, that makes recommendations way more interesting, because your site is staying relevant based on what's hot. So if something's taking off in social media, we know that, in which case that recommendation for that product will just suddenly start appearing in your checkout. Then, of course, brands have come and say, hold on. We have to control what appears in our checkout. Yes, we built that in so you can approve the brands that will appear. But at the end of the day, it's a bit like Elon Musk's self-driving cars. His whole point is that at some point, the cars are going to perform better than humans. And technically, they're there, meaning the amount of miles they've driven without accidents is better than the amount of miles that humans have driven with accidents. And so when you compare them, at some point, I think that would be a really fun goal for us to be able to say that to our brands. What Elon is saying is, if you touch the steering wheel, you're going to introduce error into your driving. And in a way, I'd love that someday to be true for merchandising, which is, are you sure? You know, please type in yes if you
want. Yeah.
You know, like, this is not the best thing for your business. I think that would be really funny.
This is awesome. Yeah. Like, you know, I've scrambled a tons of notes here, and like, just, I feel so blessed being in this position to have the opportunity to interview founders, because it's just, I love the problems you're solving. And the end of the day, everybody wins. It's, you know, Shopify wins because, you know, the GMV increases and people are spending more. There's more AOV, there's more platform fees, there's more payment gateway. The whole thing just wins. And each of the parties on either end, the influencers win too, through your platform and be able to find brands. I just love what you said there too, about that, you know, there's got to be an opportunity long term for those influencer creator type people that are listening today, about creating their own property powered by Caro and getting the products on their own dedicated website and become a business owner outside of your influencer capabilities, and being able to talk on camera and being able to showcase products and recommend things with your audience, directing people back to the mothership of your home site, where you own the customer. You own the customer journey, the life cycle of the customer, all powered by Caro. Select the companies that you want to work with, populate your site, and start building a brand around products that you use and love, and get paid way more money because of it versus an affiliate link. Like, that is money to me. Like, that's fantastic.
And there's a good example store actually called Teddy and Bear. So teddyandbear.com, which is a Shopify store owned by an NFL player, an Olympic gold medalist. And together they decided to build a kids store. And we power the vast majority of it, but it's really interesting to see how seamless that is. So just go to teddyandbear.com and you'll see just how seamless. Those are virtual inventory, virtual products, but it allows an influencer, in this case, an influencer family, who would normally get paid probably $25,000, $30,000 a post, to have your products put in there for free. Without, you're not getting charged for any of those posts.
This is amazing. Yeah, I've got this up. I'll make sure I add this to the show notes for sure. So I want to talk about the future of the product. I mean, it's been a year since the last time we chit-chatted, and it's exciting to me kind of where things are headed. And so I don't know if you're able to, you know, I mean, not give away your public roadmap, but just a North Star. Like, where do you see 2022, you know, and with BFCM, and like, there's so much stuff that people have to start thinking and planning now for the busy time of the year. Where's Caro headed and how can they assist brands that really want to diversify their product mix? They want to make more revenue. They want to get involved with influencers. I just would like to understand, is there anything else that you want to tell people today about where you're headed and how you can help?
Yeah, again, I think influencers is the secret. When Shopify, and I would love to work with Shopify because we've done so much research in this space now. I'd love to work directly with them to make it effortless for influencers to get on their platform. But if we can get a lot of influencers on the platform, then as brands, I think it's important that you realize that they can't have lots of the same thing. So there's going to be a little bit of a land grab. Do you want to be the company that gets the e-bike company that gets the relationship with them and get into that real estate where you're not paying for their posts? I think that is something, it's already here. So there are huge influencers. We have, you know, I don't know if you know, but even like Leo Messi's store is on Shopify, the Dosen company from Khloe Kardashian, all of these different people are installed, and actually that their stores are installed in Caro, but they're also huge, huge influencers already on Shopify that, you know, if you've got a major brand with cool products, you should be partnering. And so these are the kind of people that, it's not just the big influencers, it's there's a lot of the ones that are out there that have a lot of fans that they highly motivate to buy. And so they just need a system to do that. So my recommendation would be with brands is get ready. And when I say get ready, there's already influencers on there. So go ahead and start doing some relationships and then work out which brands you want to work with and get all of this nailed before you come to Black Friday. And Black Friday, build a pop-up store too. And just, you will get the largest year of sales you have ever had, period. And so it's just a case of embracing the future. This is something that I can't, again, it's inevitable in a way. My last company was cloud gaming, by the way. We stream from the cloud to let games be on any device without having to buy a console, and PlayStation bought the company. And so in a way, it's inevitable. I believe this is inevitable too, that at some point getting all of these people to work together in a more efficient way is really important. So that's what I would say to them, you know, get started, get ready, learn how to use the system, get your best partners to install and connect directly to you so you can start doing real business. The real winners, the people who make the most money on our platform, are doing it because when they actually collaborate. So they're not just adding each other's products and then never talking. It's like, okay, now let's actually, you know, work together on partnering. Sometimes you'll see them post the same pictures to social media, or they'll do some kind of email campaign, whatever. So collaboration is important.
Love it. So how can people learn more about your solution? Like, where do you want to send the traffic today? I can certainly update the show notes with like a lot of the, you know, brands that are live creating their own marketplaces and building relationships with other, you know, non-competing verticals and just kind of what people do on the influencer side. I can share a lot of that in the show notes. Is there any other places that you'd like to send people today just to learn more?
The best thing to do would be to go to either, I think you have a link, do you? Do you have a direct link with Caro, or we could go to getcaro.com/Fastlane. Either way,
yeah,
it's fine.
And that's what I noticed in the notes here. That, so yeah, getcaro.com would be probably a decent, good starting point. Even the App Store, Shopify App Store, just typing in Caro, C-A-R-R-O, and that'll show the app in there. It's free to install. I love the initial onboarding sequence that happens when you add Caro, because what it does is, just as a side note for those listening, is that it actually ingests all of your order data and understands, okay, just so you know, these are all your customers, and here's the social footprint of these customers. And then it really starts giving some ideas about, well, now what do I do? Now that I have 40,000 customers, I understand who they are. How do I start building relationships with these people? And then how do I find other partnerships? And that's the other part of the platform that you can kind of turn on to. It's quite interesting. So it's pretty exciting kind of where everything's headed.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you actually asked one question that I didn't answer, was regarding the data. Just to be clear, the brand owns all its own data. We do not own its data. The influencers they have are their influencers. They're not our influencers. They're their influencers. So effectively, what we're doing is showing them their own data in a certain way. And under the rules of Shopify, if they ever leave our platform, they'll be taking all their data with them. So just a zero issue there. So I just want to make sure to answer that question. That's actually one of the things that I think is very good that brands need to understand more, is that Shopify protects them. I mean, we even do security audits and things like that, like penetration tests and stuff, because Shopify requires us to do that. So it's just important that they understand that we protect their data. And we're literally just trying to help understand, number one, there is value to their data if they were to look at it from a new way, and to build partnerships from that.
Love it. And typically, because there's almost 2 million merchants, I think, on Shopify's network, there's a certain kind of sweet spot or starting point. You have to have a little bit of product market fit. So usually, $5,000 to $10,000 a month in sales is kind of like a decent starting point to start understanding who your influencers are of your existing customers, and then starting to build some brand partnerships. So usually that around the 5K, would it be fair to say that's a good starting point?
Yeah, that's a good start. Okay. Build your brand. Once you get to about 5K, then you're ready to start doing partnerships.
Beautiful. And understand that we have a little special offer before we go today, that if those that sign up, we're going to offer, I guess it's a 3 months of free service available for those that are listening to the podcast that see this might be a good value for them to get involved with the brand partnership side of Caro. So I'll have a link in the show notes of how to take advantage of that offer. And, thanks, David. I really massively appreciate you coming on the show. I always joke every episode, but it's just like copious amount of notes. Like I have written, you can't see, you're not on video today, but it's ridiculous. And it's a life of learning. That's my mantra. Like, I don't know everything in commerce. I learn a ton from the people that I get to interview. And I just want to thank you again for coming on the show. And
actually, I want to flip that on you. So I want to thank you for doing this, because this is helping a lot of Shopify store owners to hear from lots of different perspectives and technologies. I'm also very excited about the right now idea of trying to make it really quick and easy to learn. This is incredibly valuable to people. So again, being at a conference and seeing how this works and the impact you can have on people's lives, you probably won't feel it right away, but I guarantee you in the years to come, you're going to have people coming up to you saying, I listened to this thing and I changed the way I was doing what I was doing. Thank you so much. And you will impact a lot of lives by what you're doing.
Oh, beautiful. And that's, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for this recording. And I wish you continued awesome success. Congrats being an actual sales channel in Shopify. I know it's very challenging to become that level of connection to Shopify. And I do really appreciate that. That's kind of where you're headed, and throw out a good word internally about trying to figure out about the creator kind of influencer side of the business, to see if we can work together in that capacity into the future.
Yeah, I'd love to collaborate on that for sure.
Beautiful. All right, well, have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Today's episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscriptions payment solution for Shopify brands. Thousands of merchants use subscriptions powered by Recharge to grow their business and their communities by increasing average order value, reducing churn, and providing predictable recurring revenue. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. You can check them out today at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.